Here are the 5 steps to obtaining what you want in your leadership journey and in your life. You've reached a level of success in your career as a leader, but you're not feeling that same level of fulfillment and joy that you once felt. You have a good job and a decent salary, but you have a desire to influence more and to have a bigger impact on the organization and keep advancing your career. This is not selfish or egotistical. The leaders who excel in their roles, in their career, and in their life are the leaders who go after what they truly desire, what they want to achieve. You can be that same type of leader who goes after what you truly want by taking accountability for determining what that truly is and then manifesting that into your future. This means letting go of external motivators to really achieve what you truly want in your life. Gaining what you want should be internally motivated and comes from a place of creating more abundance, more freedom, and more fulfillment in your career and your life. Today, I'm going to show you exactly how to make that happen in your leadership career and in your life. I'm Philip Hill, leadership coach. I work with ambitious leaders who want to gain exponential growth in their career so they can have more influence on the people they lead, drive business results, and keep advancing their leadership career forward. Multiple times in my career as a leader, I felt safe and comfortable and secure in the roles that I had. But sometimes there's this feeling inside that I can do more and I can achieve more and have a higher level of influence. If you're like me and a lot of other leaders, you have this desire to do more and have a bigger impact. Gaining more freedom in our personal lives to be able to experience more is very natural, but sometimes we hold back from actually obtaining more because we feel like it's egotistical or selfish. If you feel that about your career development and what you actually want in your life, it's totally normal. I felt it myself, and the clients I work with feel it as well. To learn more strategies on how to have a higher level of influence in your career and obtaining those things that you want, download my free PDF guide, Elevated Influence for Leaders. This guide will get you started on the path using a leadership mindset, creating an action plan, and then putting it in place to create your legacy as a leader. So download that today. You can find the link in the notes and in my bio. I was raised to focus on needs more than wants. Going past our basic human needs and acquiring things that bring more fulfillment and joy in our lives is something that I resisted many times in my life. Sometimes our logical brain will get in the way of actually creating more happiness for ourselves. We tell ourselves that we have enough. We should be fulfilled. We shouldn't achieve or gain anything past what we currently have. That is very limiting for our personal joy and fulfilling more in life. We often start from a place of scarcity and limit our beliefs by saying that we can't achieve something or we don't need to achieve more or obtain a higher salary. When we listen to these thoughts, we begin to limit our actions and our ability to influence and inspire others is diminished because we hold back from truly living into what we can truly accomplish. My challenge for you is to lean into what you actually want. You can use this as a motivator for personal growth and development that will ultimately have a bigger impact on the people in your life and bring more fulfillment and joy. If you're holding back from achieving what you truly want in your life, this is a great starting point. If you're a leader who has achieved a success in your career, but you're not feeling the same fulfillment and joy that you once did, it's time to take action to make sure no more time slips by. It's time to uncover what you truly want in your leadership journey and go after it. So here are the 5 steps to obtaining what you truly want in your leadership journey and ultimately your life. Step number 1 is listening to your heart. Instead of going after material things like a house or a job title or a certain salary, you need to start with what you want to feel in the future. It's okay to have wants and desires that are material, But when you start, you need to think internally. What does your day-to-day look like in the future? How do you feel when you wake up? How do you feel when you go to work? The key is letting go of external factors and what your mind goes to. Your mind is thinking about survival instincts. And these instincts are great for survival and living comfortably. But if you're ready to achieve more, you need to take the time to listen to what your heart is telling you. Take some time to meditate and journal and think about where you want to be in 5 or even 10 years out in the future from today. Start by focusing on how you feel and your ideal mindset for your future self that has more fulfillment and joy. I recently challenged myself to create a vision for myself 10 years into the future. Instead of thinking about things I would acquire, where I would live, or the salary I was making, I focused on how I felt. I literally journaled and meditated on how I felt as I woke up, how I achieved tasks, how I felt when I approached different situations. I thought about my work and my relationships and everything that I felt going into those situations. This is a simple but powerful exercise that you can do as well. Think about yourself 5 or 10 years in the future. Think about how you want to feel. Think about how you'll grow as a person, shedding the external motivators in your life and truly living by your internal motivators. The second step is embracing an abundance mindset. You'll need to identify your limiting beliefs for your life and your career and create a vision that comes from a place of abundance. It's easy to think of 1,000 things that are going to hold you back from achieving more in your career and in your life. But if you start from a place of abundance, a place where anything is possible and joy and fulfillment and salary are limitless, this is how you need to create your vision for the future. If you create a vision of your future with limiting beliefs, your future vision will be limited. The amount of personal growth that you can achieve is abundant. Coming from a place of abundance allows you to actually reach that state. In your leadership role, the level of influence you have, the amount of impact you have, and how far you rise in the leadership ranks is all self-determined. One place to start in coming from a place of abundance is reassess your values and what motivates you. It is very common in our careers after we achieve a certain level of success to need to reevaluate our values and what motivates us. Your values change throughout your career, so don't make decisions based on values that don't align with you anymore. Again, come from a place of internal motivation and growth. Because what motivated you 20 years ago is not going to motivate you now. Realigning with what your heart desires is key to understanding your values and what motivates you. Step number 3 is utilizing your time. Take accountability for the time that you have and make sure you're not spending time on tasks and people and efforts that aren't advancing you to your vision of fulfillment and joy. If you find yourself saying things like, I don't have enough time, or there's not enough time, or I'll do this when I have more time, these are huge red flags that you are not controlling your time. It's time to take accountability to the time that you have. I know that's easier said than done in a world of so many moving parts and things moving so fast, but shifting your mindset from time is happening to you making time is the key approach to this. You have the ability to manifest everything you want to do in your future, and it starts with taking ownership of the time that you have to do it. Leaders often tell me that they don't have enough time to do tasks. Delegating tasks is the most basic thing that you can do in your leadership role to make sure you're controlling your time. There's a lot of theories out there about time blocking and scheduling. Some of them might work for you, but delegating work effectively to your team is one of the key ways that you can really have a positive impact and make sure you're utilizing your time as a leader. My challenge for you is to identify each time you think that you don't have enough time to do something, or you're feeling rushed. That's the perfect opportunity to reflect on what tasks are truly important and what tasks can be delegated. The fourth step is being resourceful. You need to identify the resources that will help propel you to meet your goals. Utilizing a coach to help you get where you want to be is the most impactful thing you can do in your leadership career. I have gained exponential leadership growth in my career as I had goals to obtaining a promotion. Multiple times in my career, I utilized coaches to get where I needed to be quickly. Exponential growth can happen in a matter of months to get you prepared to lead at a higher level and earn a promotion. And again, this comes from internal motivation, not externally motivated by other people think you should do or achieve. This comes from internal motivation, what you truly want to achieve. But getting there requires support. Your social network, your mentors are all great resources to help you get to that next level. And if you need more proof of how guidance and support from coaching exponentially grows your leadership journey, think about the leaders and the people that you admire the most successful people in the world utilize coaches. Oprah Winfrey, Bill Gates, Richard Branson all utilize coaches to get where they are and keep excelling. Think about all of the sports superstars that you admire. They literally work with multiple coaches every single day of their career. Reaching exponential growth to gain what you truly want in your life and create a life of fulfillment and joy requires getting that support. The fifth step is becoming a visionary leader. Listening to your heart, living from a place of abundance, controlling your time, and being resourceful are the building blocks for acquiring everything you want in your life. Becoming a visionary leader requires a commitment to stretching yourself to reach exponential growth. Becoming a visionary leader allows you even more freedoms and a high level of influence in your leadership career. Becoming highly influential as a leader and inspiring others is great, and it's a great trajectory, but becoming a visionary leader is that next level up where true fulfillment and joy comes from. Visionary leadership is not only about your personal development and growth as a leader. It's about you having an ability to pass that down to the people who work for you. It's about creating more leaders who excel. It's about using your unique abilities and the vision that you created for yourself that comes from internal motivation that's used to inspire and develop future leaders as well. Becoming a visionary leader means reinventing yourself as a leader and letting go of 80% of the things that you're currently doing. It sounds drastic, but it's what creates exponential leadership growth. Leaders who are true visionaries have done this multiple times in their leadership journey, identifying the tasks and routines that got you to a high level in your leadership, and then the pivot and stop doing those things seems very counterintuitive. But it's truly where growth comes from. Identifying what worked to get you where you're at is not going to help you get to that high level of visionary leadership through exponential growth. Those are the five steps to obtaining what you truly want as a leader that will not only bring you more fulfillment in your work, but also in your entire life. When you attain what you truly want in your life versus just what you need, true fulfillment and more joy are discovered. Wanting more for yourself in your career and your life is not selfish. Cultivating more fulfillment and joy is what we need more in this world. Motivating and inspiring more people as a leader shows your team and an organization what it takes to bring more positive energy into this world, being able to tap into your unique ability as a leader and a person, and then sharing that with other people as they advance to leadership is the most powerful thing you can do as a leader. To get there, it takes cultivating that vision from your heart, being able to take accountability for how you use your time and helping others is what's going to create exponential growth for you and becoming a visionary leader. I hope those five steps are helpful for you and you're creating goals based on your true values and your motivators to achieve more in your life. I'm Philip Hill, leadership coach. To learn more strategies on creating that future that you want, download my free PDF guide, Elevated Influence for Leaders. The link is in my bio and in the notes, so download that today. I'll see you next time. Take care.